Thank you very much, Mr. President, for having us back to the White House. We know it is not one of your favorite sports, having the last angry man here from the podcast capital. Thank you all for listening as well. Mr. President, we'll start off with one of our favorite games, Word Association. That's Word Association. Our first one tonight, things that will never happen in Iraq.
Political and economic changes.
Okay, moving forward. In Iraq, we should never wait for
major pieces of legislation.
In Iraq, we will never see
simple signs of normalcy.
Your invitation to tonight's Last Angry Man.
I appreciate
it. We appreciate you appearing on the Last Angry Man.
Thanks for coming. This museum pays tribute to to great aircraft and great airmen and women.
Okay, Mr. President, let's continue with word association. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word Iraq?
A totalitarian nightmare where any election was a sham.
Your presidency.
A totalitarian nightmare where any election was a sham.
I'm being serious, sir. Let's continue. Biggest joke on the American people.
The Iraqi people reclaimed their sovereignty. They went on to choose an interim government and to ratify the most democratic constitution in the Arab world.
Okay, back to questioning the president. Okay, sir. Speak easy. Speak easy.
New government, the Iraqis elected, took months to form.
Not easy, but you spoke it. Thank you, sir. Okay, not excluding, but
including Al-Qaeda terrorists.
Good, thank you, sir. Things the surge failed to do
was open up space for political and economic progress after security returns. The mission to ensure that security gains were followed up by improvements in daily life.
We have breaking news. That's breaking news, the podcast capital. President is not in touch with reality. Breaking news tonight from the podcast capital. The president still believes that the surge is working, the attack was right, and the war in Iraq was a just war. Here are his statements from just 2 days ago.
But this much is clear. The surge is doing what it was designed to do. It's helping Iraqis reclaim security and restart political and economic life. It is bringing America closer to a key strategic victory in the war against these extremists and radicals. On the security side, the surge has brought important gains, which I discussed in detail last week in a speech at the Pentagon. In Baghdad, we've worked with Iraqi security forces to greatly diminish the sectarian violence and civilian deaths.
After a bloody weekend in Basra and in Baghdad, General McCaffrey said this about the new Iraqi forces. There's no Iraqi Air Force, there's no national military medical system, there's no maintenance system at all in the Iraqi army. Progress indeed.
We've broken the grip of Al-Qaeda on the capital.
Here's the bottom line on Iraq. Iraq will be what it's going to be no matter what we do. We can put off for years to come the eventual conclusion of what will happen in Iraq, but it's exactly what we know will happen and will happen no matter what we do. It will fall into civil war, the same groups that were fighting before will begin fighting again, and the blood and carnage will continue. American forces there have no point in being there. The ultimate solution in Iraq is to let these parties fight it out for themselves. Yes, it's our fault that we destroyed this country. Yes, it is our fault that we continue to bring carnage to this country and death. Yes, it is all the Americans' fault, but there is nothing we can do about it. The eventual end in Iraq will be exactly the same whether it's today or in 10 years. There is nothing we can do but stand by and try to keep it at bay. But eventually, the dam will break, and exactly the same outcome will happen. And of course, we should hold Dick Cheney and President Bush responsible for what they have done. But the outcome, nonetheless, will be the same. Listening to President Bush this past week is like listening to a man in a bubble. He has no clue, no concept as to what is going on. If he did, he'd understand that 4,700 Americans dead and over 30,000 Americans wounded, 14,000 seriously wounded Americans, and tens of thousands of Iraqis have been killed and for naught. The president would realize that he has indeed broken the trust of the American people and broken many laws. He doesn't understand this. He never will. Only in impeachment will do this. I once again call on Americans that impeachment is the only solution in showing generations to come that this will not be tolerated, and in showing the Bush and Cheneys of the world that their behavior will find punishment in the American judicial system. The only jobs available to Iraqis that pay anything are jobs in the military, and then they leave.
Over the past year, more than 100,000 Iraqis have joined their nation's security forces. In other words, there was an Iraqi surge to match our own.
A surge that couldn't help Basra or Baghdad this weekend. This man lives in some kind of fantasy land, and that fantasy land is our nightmare. From the podcast Capital of the World, this is Lash Angerman saying...